In this bulletin, the French ambassador calls Australia's handling of a cancelled submarines contract a stab in the back. 4-year-old West Australian girl Cleo Smith reunited with her family. And in tennis, Alexei Popyrin wins the All-Australian clash at the Paris Open against Alex de Minaur. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. France's ambassador to Australia says the country's handling of a cancelled submarines contract amounts to a stab in the back. French President Emmanuel Macron earlier this week accused Scott Morrison of lying to him about Australia's intentions over a cancelled $90 billion French deal on submarines. Speaking at the National Press Club, the French ambassador Jean-Pierre Thibault says there's no grudge between the nations, but there are complaints about what he called certain aspects of the Canberra bubble.
You don't behave like this on personal exchanges of leaders who are allies. But doing so also sends a very worrying signal for all heads of states. Beware. In Australia, there will be leaks. And what you say in confidence to your partners will be eventually used and weaponized against you one day.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he makes no apologies for how he handled the matter.
These contracts are about giving Australia the capability we need so the men and women who serve in our defence forces can get on and do their job and keep Australians safe. That's what these contracts are about. They're not about other countries. They're about Australia and our defence interests. Sure, and we're focused on that, and that's what this issue's about. It's important now that we all just move on, frankly.
A 36-year-old man is in custody being questioned over the disappearance of 4-year-old West Australian girl Cleo Smith. The child was rescued last night from a locked room in a Carnarvon house after she went missing from her family's tent at a campsite 18 days ago. She's now been reunited with her family, with Cleo's mother, Ellie Smith, saying on social media, "Our family is whole again." WA Deputy Police Commissioner Cole Blanche says the suspect has no connections to Cleo's family.
This is the outcome we all hoped and prayed for. It's the outcome we've achieved because of some incredible police work, and I want to thank Cleo's parents, the Western Australian community, and all of the volunteers. I can confirm that we have a man from Carnarvon in custody who is currently being questioned by detectives.
WA Premier Mark McGowan says the news is uplifting for the entire country.
It's an amazing piece of police work, amazing piece of detective work. I think this will be looked at by police forces around the nation and indeed around the world as to what can be done if you have the right people and the right way of looking at it, and you do it methodically. With determination, which is exactly what has occurred here.
Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration has officially recognised 2 additional COVID-19 vaccines for the purposes of international travel. The TGA's decisions on China's Sinopharm and India's Covaxin will make it easier for fully vaccinated international students to return to Australia. Student Paul Tian in China is hopeful he will finally make it to Sydney after 18 months of remote learning.
I have already packed my luggage and just waiting for the grand opening of the border. Once it opens, I will enter immediately. I've only met with my supervisor and colleagues virtually before. I'm looking forward to meet with them face to face.
Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 941 new cases of COVID-19 and 8 deaths, and there have been 190 new coronavirus cases and 4 deaths in New South Wales. The federal opposition is accusing Prime Minister Scott Morrison of backflipping on Australia's stance on climate change. It comes as former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is urging Scott Morrison to apologise for what he described as elaborately deceiving France over the scrapping of a $90 billion submarine deal. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says changing his mind is something that characterises this Prime Minister.
He ridiculed net zero by 2050. A policy he now says will support. He says that if you took action on climate change, the economy would shrink. Now he says you can take action and reduce emissions and grow the economy. It's no wonder that this Prime Minister will never be held to account. He always blames someone else. Malcolm Turnbull has called that out, and Malcolm Turnbull isn't alone.
In tennis, and Australia's number one, Alex de Minaur, has been thrashed by Alexei Poprin in a huge upset during the opening round of the Paris Masters. World number 71, Poprin, is now the fourth highest ranked Australian. He only made the draw of the ATP Masters 1000 event as a lucky loser, but was able to hold his own through the opening set in 20 minutes, while de Minaur let out a roar when he finally got onto the scoreboard, breaking in the third game of the second set. De Minaur is now out of the tournament, and Poprin will next play world number 3, Stefanos Tsitsipas, in the second round. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, it'll be a mostly sunny day with an expected top of 25 degrees. Also mostly sunny in Adelaide and 25. In Melbourne, there'll be showers easing and 19 degrees. Hobart, a possible early shower and 19. In Canberra, there'll be rain and 18. Wollongong, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Sydney, much the same and 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 27. Brisbane, also cloudy, 26. Cairns, showers and 30. And in Darwin, there'll be showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 37 degrees. That's SBS News.